legendary broadcaster David Fry. I will tell you, that can be a dog show, meaning seven dogs are at a dog park. David Fry will show up and broadcast that to the National Dog Show presented by Purina. David, you've been doing this for a very long time. How many years have you been a part of our Thanksgiving?
Hey, this will be our 17th year for the National Dog Show presented by Purina. So I've got a longer relationship with Don O'Hurley than I have with a lot of people, except maybe you. I think you and I have done things together for 25 or 30 years, too. So I'm glad you're going to be a part of it.
Well,
I'm see you out there.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. So for those who don't know, this is a huge dog show. It's a benched dog show, which I want you to talk about just a little bit. There aren't many of those left. Explain what that is.
There's only about three of them left. I think originally all dog shows were kind of that way, that the dogs were there and they just sat on benches and people could walk through and see them. But over the years, with our mentality of short attention span, people come to dog shows, show their dogs, and leave. A bench dog show, there's three of them left in this country, the one in Westminster and Philadelphia, and Kennel Club of Philadelphia, who hosts the National Dog Show, and one in San Francisco, where the dogs have to be on their bench when they're not being shown, and they're lined up in alphabetical order or some such order that you can look up in the schedule and see that all of those beagles are going to be on row 12, and you can go by and see all the beagles and all the beagle owners and handlers and talk to them and find out some things about certain breeds that maybe you're interested in. So it's a great format. It's a great educational opportunity at the show, but also we try to play into that a little bit on the broadcast as well.
Yeah, you do. And all right, so let's say beagles, they're in the hound group. That's one group. There are six other groups. Give us the 101 as to how that all works.
It's like an advancing bracket in sports, actually, if you're used to March Madness or whatever your bracket of choice is. The dogs first compete. There's over 200 breeds that are eligible to compete. We may not get all of them at this show, but they compete first at the breed level. Let's say there's 40 Labrador Retrievers. The judge makes a number of awards through there, but ultimately he or she picks one dog to be the best of breed dog. So if it's a Labrador, they're in the sporting group. So the best of breed winner in Labradors moves forward and competes in the group level, the sporting group, where they will compete against other sporting breed dog winners like the Cocker Spaniels and the Irish Setters and other sporting breeds. We have seven different groups, so we're going to do that all day long and get into seven groups. For a total of about 200 winners divided among those seven groups. And then a judge will go in there and pick the top four dogs in each group. The group winner advances into best in show. So at the very end, those seven group winners come together. And by process of elimination, they're the seven dogs left. And the judge picks one of them to be best in show.
So conceivably in best in show, though I've never seen it quite to this extent, but there could be an Irish Wolfhound, which is the tallest, I believe, of all dogs, or the Great Dane, one of the two, competing right against the smallest of all dogs, the Chihuahua. How does the judge compare all of these different breeds, even among only seven, but they are all representing a very different group from one another?
That's it, exactly. And the way they do that is through the use of the standard, which is the written description of the ideal specimen of each breed. As you point out so well, you can't compare a Chihuahua to a Great Dane. You have to compare the Great Dane in your mind to the perfect Great Dane and see how close it comes. Compare that Chihuahua to the perfect Chihuahua. And whichever one of them best exemplifies their standard, which is written according to what their function is, kind of relating form to function and what their job is or was, then you pick your winner based on that, because you can't compare apples and oranges. And even within a group, there can be a great variation of sizes and shapes and coat and temperaments and how they're built as to how they're going to perform. So that's the judge's job at each point along the way, is to give their opinion of which dog fits best.
Then answer me this question. Why is it that terriers always seem to win a dog show? Of course, they really don't, but it kind of seems that way.
It does seem that way, and I think it's because terriers, their job, remember what their job is. Their job is to find the bad guys, the varmints, the rats, the weasels, anything that can cause problems. And so they really function without a whole lot of direction from their people. They've got to do it on their own. So they're always alert and they're always looking for trouble. They're up on their toes. And I think that gives them a little bit of extra panache, if you will, in the show ring. And it makes them be very noticeable in the ring. But as a judge, you have to consider that. You say, you know what, Terry's acting like this because they're supposed to act like this. A Rhodesian Ridgeback may be laid back and a little bit calm, but inside, the brain's going. They're doing what they're supposed to do. So you have to take those things into account when you're judging.
Well, when I think of panache, I think clearly of John O'Hurley and David Fry and Mary Carrillo, a part of the broadcast team. National Dog Show presented by Purina. When can people see that dog show?
It's from noon to 2 in every time zone on Thanksgiving Day. It comes on right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We repeat on the weekend, on Saturday night. You check your local listings for the exact time there. But we had 25 million people watch this show last year, which is five times as many as any dog show in this country. So we're excited about it. We're in our 17th year, John and Mary and I as a team, and we think it'll be fun for everybody in the family on this great family holiday.
All right. David Fry, thank you so much.
All right, Steve, see you soon. God bless you for the great work you're doing in rescuing with all these dogs that are in trouble through all the, you know, all the great tragedies we're having in this country right now. But
yeah, thank you. Thank you.